Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Hey, good morning. With all of our multiple challenges out there, I mean, we have the health challenge, we have the social unrest challenge, we have, well, today we have a giant cloud of dust coming in from Africa. I mean, what else are they going to throw at us? So this morning, we're going to, usually when Bill Sardi's on, have some fun, but we also kind of tell the other side of the story. And here's the thing. Journalism used to be a thing where the journalism students were taught to investigate both sides of a story, put it out there, and let the reader decide. Well, that was before so many buckets of money started being poured into the system. Now, whatever you hear, you have to be suspicious about, because there are so many forces trying to make it just one side of the story. And whether that's what's coming from the government, from the CDC, the WHO, or any other organization, you can't count on the fact that it's based on science, because science can be bought. It can be bought at any level. The drug companies certainly have proved that, and if you followed the news about the opioid epidemic and the criminals on the pharmaceutical side that knew they were killing people and forced off-label uses anyway, you get a hint of what's possible out there. And that's the tip of the iceberg, because they're also buying off medical journals, the schools, the legislators, the regulators. It's kind of us against the world. And that's what we try to do on the show. Is our job is to help you have both sides of the story. I don't spend a lot of time talking about conventional medicine, because you're going to get that everywhere. You'll get it from your doctor. You'll get it every time you turn on the TV or read a newspaper. We depend on people like Bill Sardi, and nobody does it better, to dig into the facts and bring out what you don't know in order to make an informed decision. If you only have the propaganda, you're not prepared to make the best decision for your health and your family. And that's also what we try to do in the blog. And week before last, we laid out a question that came in from a listener, a basic supplement program of that your doctor, unless you've got a naturopathic doctor, won't tell you about. And this week, we used a picture that Bill Sardi sent us, which is fascinating, about how 98.9% of those that are deficient in vitamin D are likely to die if they get COVID-19 and end up in the hospital. That we've been telling you the vitamin D story, but that really puts a fine point on it. We will be right back with our friend Bill Sardi. Fasten your seatbelts. Could be a bumpy ride.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CB Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CB Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
In these challenging times, what can you do to improve your odds of staying healthy? Build a stronger, more effective immune system by increasing your immune white blood cell count. Drinking Lily of the Desert's aloe juice daily has been clinically proven to assist in increasing white blood cell count by 16%. Immune function will also benefit from Lily's proven 11% reduction in cellular toxins that inhibit cell function. Lily of the Desert aloe products are also clinically proven to encourage increased nutrient absorption. For example, 200 times more vitamin C gets into the bloodstream than when taken with water. So, it's smart to take your supplements with Lily of the Desert aloe vera. Lily has a safety study and expert panel GRAS certification verifying their products are safe to use daily. No other aloe has that. Going above and beyond, Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb, a concentrate of aloe's important high molecular weight polysaccharides. Buy your Lily aloe in most health food stores.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Bill Sardi continues to be our most popular guest because he is a health detective, an investigative journalist. He's our answer man about dietary supplements. We always like to let you know that he does have a commercial interest in some of the products that might be mentioned. Although what he always wants to do is help people, and sometimes some of the campaigns he gets on have nothing to do with what he sells, but he has very fine products that I'm very proud to have sponsor the show. Molecular Multi, Longevinex, Formula 216, Garlagest, and Garlinex, and others that may come up. We'll try to let you know because we're not trying to slip anything by you. Good morning, Bill Sardi.
Good morning, and let's just pop the anxiety and fear balloon by letting your audience know from the top, from Stanford University and University of California, Los Angeles, the risk of people getting COVID-19 coronavirus, 1 in 4,000 if you don't wear masks, no social distancing, and you come in contact with such a person, 1 in 4,000 chance. If you end up in the hospital and this looks deadly, your risk of dying from COVID-19 is 1 in 19 million. Just to set the record straight, take a deep breath, let it out. This whole thing is a fabrication. It's less risk than the flu, the common cold, or whatever else is out there. This is just a drum being beaten. So I don't know. It has obvious political objectives to oust somebody from an office or what have you. It has other objectives, is to get the public warmed up to mass vaccination and other agendas. So don't fall victim to this. Don't be so phobic about it. It's real nonsense, except, as you know, the news media is just beating a drum of fear for the vaccine makers. And this is coming up. I understand they're going to rush this vaccine, whichever company gets the license from the FDA, and they're going to rush it to market for the November election. Whoop! Now we're all on alert because we know how these things start. Remember how the masks were in the face masks? It was all voluntary, right? Then it became mandatory. Remember what happened with the social distancing? If you wanted to, okay, now, all right, the people got in line and they stepped away. Now it's required. You go into a store and you've got to march off the little distance markers. It doesn't matter where you go now. You got to stand on some little spot. So and they won't let you in the store. So it doesn't matter now if it's a law or it isn't a law. You've got social pressure. Businesses enforce this ridiculously. And so now we are all supposed to be phobic about this, well, so-called coronavirus. If you read my stories this week that were published, the countries that vaccinate against tuberculosis, that's another lung infection, has the same symptoms of COVID-19 those countries that vaccinate against tuberculosis have very low rates of infection and death, almost non-existent. This is like Japan, Portugal, there's different countries. And so what I'm telling you is maybe this isn't even a virus. Maybe it's just TB. And there's so many confused lines of thinking. There's already quite a few thousand published reports. Everybody has some sort of a financial interest, even yours truly. And so how do you get the truth out of this? And everybody, my sense of it all, this is an economic collapse. When countries have an economic collapse, they usually go to war to cover for it. They can't do it this time. So they put this infection, this pandemic out here in front of it. They keep you locked down. You don't go back to your job. There is no job. They don't want you to find out. Your job's just went south. And this is what's happening. So you can't see what the agenda is. And, of course, about 40,000 people, about 40 million people have lost their jobs, if we can believe this. Well, and right now they're living on government-provided fumes, checks from the government. How long that lasts, we don't know. But it's a difficult time to deal with everything. And you don't need this almost harmless coronavirus. Now, yes, some people that do get sick, they have a very weak immune system. And, yes, if they get in the hospital and they're vulnerable, they're 80 years old and they have diabetes or heart disease and so on, yes, they're too frail to withstand the hospitalization and everything else, and they may succumb to this. And some of the people who were pretty much scheduled for a very difficult time, only had a few more months to live, are being classified as COVID-19. So the hospitals make more money if they do that. So all kinds of financial incentives to maximize the number of deaths, and it's scaring everybody. So we're going to talk for a moment. What are you going to do when the vaccine comes? It will be voluntary. And then voluntary will become social pressure, and then you'll have to do this to get a job, to go to the grocery store, or whatever. You'll have to have papers, please. You know, you have to show your papers. So, you know, this whole thing just magnifies out of control. What are you going to do? Well, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants to go after the vaccine companies. He wants to sue them for fraud because you can't sue them for product liability. That's going to be too late. That's going to go to the courts and take years. What we need something today. What I'm talking to you about today is an informed consent form. I have worked for the last 3 months to make an informed consent form that you can read and take to the doctor, whoever is going to force this vaccine on you, and it could be your employer. What are you going to do? We're going to hold the person who administers the vaccine accountable. And if they vaccinate you and they know that the risks are greater than the proposed benefits, then they're taking the liability on this, and you are not going to waive and hold harmless whoever administers the vaccine. Those are waivers that you have to sign on consent forms. You are not going to do that. And you're going to know your risks before you go into this. What are the risks of vaccination this time? Now, how in the world can you give the consent form to your doctor? Because this, you are enrolling in a clinical study. The Code of Federal Regulations says that if you're enrolled in a clinical study, you have certain protections. You have the right to say no to vaccination. You have the right to protect your privacy, not release this to employers or health agencies. And you have the right to know of alternatives. An alternative to vaccination would be to just develop antibodies naturally and to boost your own immune system. They don't tell you this. In addition, there are other things that you need to know about vaccination. We have made a consent form you can bring to your doctor. It's not free. It's going to cost you some money. The money goes to the National Health Federation, who reviewed this legally, and their lawyers. And the reason why we don't put it out there for everybody to use for free, it's obviously going to get stolen, altered, edited, whose name's on it. We can't say it's legal anymore. So you can get a copy of this consent form and read it, and it's an educational experience. It's 18 pages. It's in large type, and it's available from COVID19consent.com. But Marty Whittakin has all that information for you. How are you going to get educated? How are you going to keep the dragon of the lions of the enemies of all of these things away? How are you going to keep them at arm's distance? They're going to be forcing this vaccine on you. What are you going to do? You're going to hand them this consent form, and they have to comply. They're going to give you a copy. That's the requirement here to take home. You're going to know the vaccine, the maker of the vaccine, the lot number. All these things are never given to people. You're going to understand, and your doctor has to sign off, that he actually believes that you have a chance of benefiting more than you do experiencing any side effects. Something you really can't say, because you won't know all the side effects to this vaccine till we're using it and it's already licensed by the FDA. That doesn't mean it's safe when the FDA says it's licensed. They won't find that out until stage four of the clinical study, and you are the guinea pig. So you don't know that. You'll learn all about it in the consent form. So if you want to protect your family, Marty Whittakin will lead you to the COVID-19 consent form, all approved by the National Health Federation. I wrote it, and you want to get informed. Protect yourself so you know what you're doing. They don't force the vaccine on you.
It's certainly very scary that this is being rushed through, given that we know that there's a tremendous side effect problem with vaccines that have been studied for years. This one is being crammed through in a hurry-up fashion, so it's even more of a concern. We'll be right back with more with Bill Sardi. Please stay with us.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanis Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanis Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanis Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from HBNShow.com. Or call 817-481-6342.
Most animals internally produce vitamin C. However, due to a gene mutation, humans must rely entirely upon dietary and supplemental sources of vitamin C to maintain health. Formula 216 is a groundbreaking advancement in vitamin C science. It's designed to raise vitamin C levels without reliance upon dietary or supplemental vitamin C. Formula 216 may restore vitamin C as a hormone secreted from the liver to overcome the gene mutation, which occurred long ago in humans. And results from the first human tests are in. Urine tests reveal that Formula 216 maintains vitamin C blood levels long after they would have dropped to zero following consumption of ordinary vitamin C supplements. Call toll-free 833-848-2216 to order. A 30-capsule bottle of Formula 216 will be rushed to your doorstep. That's 833-848-2216 to help maintain vitamin C blood levels 24 hours a day. Again, 833-848-2216.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
Bill Sardi is with us today. We try to have him on once a month because even at that, we can't keep up, and wish you could have him on for 2 hours today because there's an awful lot we could be talking about. I want to go back for just a minute to the chart that you sent, this graphic about vitamin D, because you said that we shouldn't panic, but I think if you're, especially if you're elderly and you're low in vitamin D, you really are likely in big trouble. But the good news of this chart is that the death rate is 4.1% if you have normal levels. And in what it says in the details is who had enough of the nutrient. What levels are that? We know that when it says in your blood report, it comes back that you're below 20. You are really, if not from COVID-19, you're going to die from something because that's just really a dangerous level. But what do you consider the normal or acceptable level?
They say 30. You really need to be above 50 or 60. You can get up to 90 and even 100. That's getting a little high, and so once it gets up there, you're kind of overstoring a lot of it in your liver. Nothing's going to happen for a while, but if you did that forever, you might have a few headaches and things. But the issue is, yes, we need a lot more vitamin D. You needed to store 3 months of vitamin D from sunshine exposure in your liver for the winter months. We're locked indoors. We're not going to do that. And so of all things, they want us all to get vaccinated. Well, we're all going to need to get vaccinated if we don't develop natural antibodies on our own that are wandering around. The coronavirus is quite infectious, and we would all get it. Most people are asymptomatic, no symptoms. A few people have very slight fever, and they wake up the next morning, they have the antibodies because they have an intact immune system. You absolutely need the vitamin D. You're being locked indoors. They're doing this just to make sure you are over-reliant now. You have to only rely on the vaccine. No, rely on your immune system. The vaccine isn't going to work anyway if you don't have an immune system. So what they discovered in the last few days, that it is not your antibodies that are developed about the fifth or sixth day of you having a cold or the flu, or in this case the coronavirus, your adaptive immune system is going to kick in. It's going to make antibodies, and your cold and flu symptoms subside. Well, what happens here now is they're saying the coronavirus isn't quelled. It isn't succumbing to antibodies. It's folding over and dying due to T cells. I don't want to get too complicated. Any kind of bugs coming into your body at any time. Your body has a thymus gland right under your breastplate. And that thymus gland is about the size of a walnut. It shrinks the size of a pea when you don't get zinc and you don't make the T cells. The T cells then signal the production of the antibodies. So they're finding it's the T cells that do this. Now, what you need is zinc. T cells are dependent on zinc. We put 30 milligrams of zinc in a multivitamin that I developed called Molecular Multi, just so you're going to make sure you get enough zinc. That our population is depleted of zinc because we use this Roundup glyphosate weed killer, and it's in all of our food chain, and it has a little bit of arsenic in it, and that depletes zinc from our foods, from our soil, from everything. And this is why we have so much autoimmune disease and so many of these infectious things. They're not telling you you just need zinc. If you're taking the Molecular Multi, you're getting enough. There are forms of zinc, like zinc oxide, in most multivitamins that's barely absorbed, so you want to use other more absorbable forms. But if you get sick, are you going to get enough zinc? Well, what happens is the more zinc you take, 100 milligram zinc pill, the body just binds it up. It's a metal. It doesn't want to let metals in, so it binds it, and you hardly get any use of it. So So if you get zinc in lower doses and take it through the day, once you're sick now, the best way to do this is a zinc lozenge in your under your tongue, taken five times a day. There's a group called the Cochrane Group. They analyze all scientific studies of drugs and supplements, and they have declared zinc lozenges as the cure for the common cold. And you take it five times a day under your tongue, and you it's getting it into your respiratory system. Your mouth and so on is the entryway to the air, to the lungs, and you're getting the zinc where it belongs. It has to be zinc acetate. They take these zinc lozenges, they sweeten them with various sweeteners, dextrose and so on. That diminishes the white blood cells. They're not as active once you've got sugar in there. You need some kind of sweetener. Zinc tastes horrible. You can use stevia. So we want a zinc lozenge with stevia because it actually has antiviral properties. And it's a non-caloric sweetener. And you need some sort of sweetness to mask that terrible taste of zinc. And then you need something that the President of the United States used. Hydroxychloroquine. Well, we can't get a hold of that drug. That drug helps zinc get into the cells. It's called an ionophore. An ionophore helps zinc get into cells. Well, we can use nature's ionophore, quercetin. We find it in red onions, red apples. And we use quercetin to bring the zinc into the cells and quell this whole thing. Zinc lozenges are now on the protocol. If you enter a hospital you're being treated there in the ICU, they're giving the patients zinc lozenges now. And in the hospital, this is all part of the protocol. So where are you going to find zinc lozenges that do this? You can't find them in the stores, and they're almost absent. You can't even find zinc pills. So a new product's been developed, Z19. I helped formulate it. It's available at lifespannnutrition.com. Check with Marty Whittakin, Healthy by Nature. They'll lead you to the pathway. Z19, the new zinc lozenges, it has stevia as the natural sweetener. It has loads of zinc in it that you put under your tongue and take five times a day. You're not going to use this as a zinc supplement unless you just take one a day. But when you get sick, you want to have it available. And then you get a sore throat, you get a cold, you start to think you've got the flu, or even the shortness of breath, the loss of taste, all these signs that it's COVID-19, you want to take a zinc lozenge five times a day and snuff this out. This is the fire extinguisher for COVID-19. You keep fire extinguishers around only when you have a fire, and you keep the zinc lozenges available. And you got to get them because they're in short supply. If you want to reach for one and go down to the drugstore, you're not going to find them, and not the one that works. So we have a new one, Z19. You'll find it at lifespannnutrition.com, and you can learn more about it there. Protect yourself, because there's grave concern that there are evil forces here actually receding populations. On one day, 85 countries had a resurgence of COVID-19 all in one day. How could that possibly happen? It just makes us suspicious. Things are going on in the world that are not so legitimate. So protect yourselves. You do not need more zinc if you're taking the multivitamins and so on that have zinc. But you do need more zinc when you get sick, and you've got to do it with a lozenge, and it meets all these requirements we're talking about. The new one is Z19 from Lifespan Nutrition. We hope you protect you and yourself and your family. Be ready for when you get sick so you know what to do.
Well, yes, and have it on hand, because even if you paid for expedited shipping, you're going to be sick for a couple of days before you get the lozenge. Just have them now. Have them on hand, or whether it's the sniffles or anything else infectious, you want the zinc available. I've recommended zinc lozenges for years and years based on the science. This is the smartest one I've ever seen. I love the way it's put together, and I put links to it and to the consent form in the description of today's show in the archives. Go to healthybynatureshow.com or the short one, hbnshow.com, and click listen. Go to the archives.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
People say they feel great after a B12 shot. Vitamin B12 is crucial for making energy, red blood cells, DNA, and supporting both mood and balance. Unfortunately, nearly a third of older adults are deficient, as are vegetarians and those using antacids for heartburn. In fact, most of us might benefit from getting more B12 than is in our multivitamins. Vitamin B12 teams up with vitamins B9 and B6 to create melatonin and the happy hormone, serotonin. This 12-9-6 trio also helps metabolize homocysteine to support both heart and brain health. All three vitamins are absorbed and used much better in their natural active forms. For example, vitamin B6 as pyridoxal 5-phosphate and vitamin B12 as methyl B12. Vitamin B9 is safer and more useful as methylfolate than in the cheaper synthetic form, folic acid. What could be more convenient than Jarrow's lozenges? Ask for Jarrow's methyl B12 and methylfolate lozenges in lemon or higher potency cherry flavor at natural food stores nationwide.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
And we're back. As I was saying as we went to the break, if you're new to the show, you may not know, everybody else is tired of hearing it, but in the archive description of each week's show, I put the links and phone numbers and things that you need to act on whatever we've been talking about. And sometimes it's an organization or a person's details. So hbnshow.com, that's the website. On the menu, it says listen. You click listen, and you'll see archives. You pick today's date and what you need. The links are all there. And I'm curious what you think, Bill Sardi. We've, here in Texas at least, have seen a real uptick, not just in cases, which would be driven by more testing, but of hospitalizations because there are more positives. And it's trending younger. The young people have gotten out. They've decided enough of this nonsense. They're going to the bars, and some of them are getting quite sick. But it does it still make sense to wash your hands, stay away from gatherings, and especially if you're in a vulnerable age group or health status?
If you follow along, the Janus face, you know, that Janus face is the smile and the sad person at the same time. And so the Janus face of COVID-19 is if you get infected, you'll develop antibodies, or what I was saying, T cells, and you won't have symptoms, and you'll have some protection from this. And so, and you'll develop these longer lasting antibodies. That's in question with this particular type of virus. But so we want to get infected in a way. That's the only way, because we don't have a vaccine. And so that's what you want to do. And the chances, and this is just in, we need to start automobile distancing, because the chance of you getting COVID-19 is far less than you dying in a auto accident. So now we're going to have to distance the cars. Oh, I'm just kidding you folks. You know, this is the insanity of what they're telling us. And yes, there's an uptick when you've got people that have been indoors and they have not been accumulating their vitamin D in the summer for the winter and storing it in their liver, and they're going to come out and they're vitamin D deficient. They are vulnerable to anything. And yes, as soon as the lockdown's off, they should be telling everybody to get some vitamin D. And you probably need about 8,000-10,000 units a day, and maybe more in the beginning for a few days, just to replenish your liver supply. That's where it's stored. So yes, you're going to see upticks like this. Get the vitamin D pills. The irresponsibility of the public health agencies is to keep everybody vitamin D deficient and then wait for the vaccine. This is cruel. And they know this, and they know what they're doing. They're setting you up to beg for a vaccine. The vaccine will be unproven, and it'll be subject to a lot of side effects. And by the way, let me know when Peggy Hall is available, because we're going to have her back here on the show in just a minute. Peggy Hall is the leader from California, AmericanHealthcare.org, I believe it is.
Healthy American.
Yeah, healthyamerican.org, I believe it is. But Peggy was with us last time talking about all the falsehoods of wearing masks and all that. We want her back here in just a minute. But, you know, the whole story here is just the news sources are making everyone so fearful of all these things. And, yes, people get sick. They do get sick, and if you're not getting sunshine every day, that's the number one source of vitamin D, just skin exposure, midday sun, get out there for 30 minutes every day. We all don't have a chance.
Bill, are you still there? Oops, we had a glitch.
Oh, you had a little glitch. Okay, well, the people who are indoors, like people in nursing homes, they're getting hit hard with this. They have low vitamin D levels because they're not getting outside in the sun. And the people with dark skin, East Indians, African-American heritage, those people don't make vitamin D from skin exposure. They need six times more sunlight to do it. So these are high-risk groups. People who work in healthcare, that's why we're not going to the doctors. That's why we're fearful of them, because they have more risk and they come in contact with this. And that's why people want to hear things on this show. The zinc lozenges or the vitamin D or whatever, what can I do? Because I don't want to get on on that conveyor belt called the American healthcare system, and it's going to lead me to be exposed in a more dangerous way to this virus. So you shouldn't be so fearful of infection. All year long, you've been exposed to new things. Your thymus gland was making T cells and warding them off, and you were making antibodies all along. Now, if you don't have the vitamin D and you don't have the zinc, then you're in trouble and you're going to see emergency rooms flooded. It's irresponsible for public health agencies to to keep everybody locked down and not tell them to take vitamin D pills when they're inside. And especially when they come back out again. So you're coming in contact with people all the time. And what are you doing? You're going to wait for a vaccine that may not even be safe and may have to be recalled. Some vaccines are recalled after they're released. So it's a scary time. That's what we talked about. Know what you're doing. There's a consent form now that I developed for this. Make sure they have the zinc lozenges, the little fire extinguisher against the cold, the flu, or any coronaviruses. Make sure you're ready for all this, because they're applying social pressure on us and even telling us there are laws, you have to wear masks. There is no such law. We're going to let Peggy Hall tell us all about that.
Bill, a couple of things I think people need to have reinforced. One is will the vaccine even work if your immune system isn't
No, it will not work. You need the zinc and the vitamin D, et cetera, and the vitamin C, absolutely, or the vaccine won't work.
And the other thing is, just remind us some of the stuff they put in vaccines and how great the risk is of having a more serious result from the vaccine than even the disease.
Unless you read the product insert, you will not know about all those little excipients they put in there. It's usually some heavy metals like aluminum or mercury that provokes your immune system. It sure does, because you put some toxic heavy metal in there, it'll get your immune system going. But that's how weak your immune system is. Without the zinc and the vitamin D and the vitamin C, they have to put the heavy metals in because they can't get your immune system to wake up. So get the zinc, get the vitamin D, make sure you got some vitamin C thrown in. Selenium's a fourth one. And make sure your immune system is armed.
Well, yeah. Even if you have all your hopes hung on a vaccine, you've got to get your body ready.
If you want to get vaccinated, you need these, or the vaccine for sure isn't going to work. What can we tell you?
Yeah. So you've got to do this in any case, and if you're even thinking about the vaccine, you need to have the consent form. Again, a link to that is in the archive description of today's show. We're still trying to get Peggy Hall. She's done the research on the masks, and even OSHA, our safety arm of the government, has problems with the masks. So I hope we'll connect with her, but if not, we'll try an ad lib when we come back with Bill Sardi.
Informed parents have their children take multivitamins. They know their kids do not eat a perfect diet, and that even good foods aren't as nutritious as they used to be. Most manufacturers of kids' vitamins use cartoon characters and sugar to hide inferior ingredients. They provide nutrients in cheap forms and in doses too small to help your child develop his or her best body, brain, and immune system. And don't be fooled by RDA guidelines. Those are not meant to promote optimum function. Thank goodness Bill Sardi formulated First in Class, the science-based multivitamin mineral that your child or grandchild deserves. Like his molecular multi for adults, the vitamins and minerals in First in Class are the exact forms the body uses, and it contains key nutrients missing in other brands. Easy to swallow, First in Class is in a class by itself and costs only 20 cents a day when you order three bottles. Visit LifespanNutrition.com, LifespanNutrition.com, or call 800-247-5731. That's 800-247-5731.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
The Healthy by Nature show promotes natural solutions because they work so well and provide fringe benefits instead of side effects. In host Marty Whittakin's best-selling book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, she documents the many serious dangers of heartburn drugs that work by blocking stomach acid. Stomach acid has many crucial jobs. For example, it helps us digest food, absorb minerals, produce vitamin B12, and protect us from disease-causing bacteria. So acid isn't the enemy. It can just get somewhere it doesn't belong and cause pain. The natural digestive supplement, Garlagest, is a much better answer. It fixes digestion instead of stopping it and improves nutrient uptake. Listeners tell Marty that Garlagest also solves other problems like gas and burping. Link to Garlagest from the show website, healthybynatureshow.com, or visit garlagest.com and be pleasantly surprised by what a bargain it is. Call 866-405-4000 to order. 866-405-4000.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Again, links to all of these, including the consent form, are on the description of today's show in the hbnshow.com archives. However, I just pulled up COVID-19consent.com, and there's no dash between COVID and 19. In addition to that form, there are two other publications there that you can buy in a bundle. One is called Beyond Vaccines, which is something every doctor should be forced to read. And another is Mom's Guide to Zinc Therapy, which talks about dosages and so on. So congratulations for making those available to help us. Well, Bill Sardi, I think we're going to have to ad lib because we've not been able to reach Peggy Hall. Not her fault. We have only one of the numbers, and it was the other one we needed, apparently.
Peggy Hall is at healthyamerican.org, and she's showing us, she's gone into city and county meetings and shown the governor, particularly in California, but other states too, saying it's a law, and then the news media echoing this whole thing, repeating it. It's not law. They're guidelines. Check it out. Go into it. If you go to her site, she gives you forms and things. You've got your opt-out card. You print your own card when they tell you to wear a mask. Put the card in front. She's got all these mechanisms and things so that you can, you know, this is nonsense. By the way, Peggy Hall went into a county meeting with a little oximeter. It's a little thing you put on your finger, and it tells how much blood, how oxygen is in your blood and getting to your brain. And they put the masks on in the county meeting, and the blood level went below 18%, means your brain is not getting enough oxygen. You know that if you're wearing a mask that you don't meet the OSHA standards, your brain is deprived of oxygen by wearing these masks. So it's not a great idea. Some of the masks are really not meant, they're just difficult to get anything through the mask. They're not cloth masks, and so all of this nonsense, washing down everything, the virus is not alive. It's a dead piece of material. You don't get infected by what's on door handles or shopping carts or any of this. The Centers for Disease Control finally cleared this up, and this is a phobia that got us in, and it's communicated by very, very close contact with somebody else from their lung to your lung. And that's why there's only a 1 in 4,000 chance. Even if you take none of these measures, they're just socially conditioning and controlling us. And they're trying to get everybody to beg for a vaccine when it becomes available. The agenda is rather clear. Don't be a guinea pig. So that's what they're going to make out of you. And I know about a third of the population wants to run and get vaccinated. And two-thirds of the people are not sure they want to come out from the lockdown and the quarantine until there is a vaccine. Now, we don't know whether that means they're going to submit to a vaccine or not, but you and your children are going to be subjected, and by the way, probably none of these vaccines will have been tested in children, but they're going to be subjected to pressure at school and everywhere else to be vaccinated. This could be a major, we've had vaccines withdrawn after they've been approved, and you're going to make a giant a medical experiment out here, and you don't want to be the guinea pig in this game. So they usually take years to approve these things. Now they're going to do it. They do three stages, a small group, a little bit bigger group, and then a larger group, and then it's out here. Well, they might do it on 1,000 people, but you can't find out all the – if you are diabetic, you're overweight, you have hypertension, you have autoimmune disease, this – according to the Centers for Disease Control, about 40 to 60% of Americans are in that class. They're vulnerable. The vaccine isn't going to work. It doesn't matter which vaccine it is. You need to stuff up your vaccine, your immune system against the vaccine, and so your immunity has to be on top performance. You're not going to have top performing immune system if you're locked in away from the sunlight, you're not getting enough vitamin D. So we tell you about the supplements and the risk. Once you have low vitamin D levels, if you're in the hospital, a high risk of a mortal consequence. So we tell you about the zinc because you need that. Your T cells made in your thymus gland need to be functioning in order for you to withstand it. You're going to get a vaccine. You better get the zinc. You better get the vitamin D. All these things to learn, and you're not hearing about this from public health authorities. That's why we have this show. So they're interested in pushing all these things that could be very problematic. Your innocent children are going to be subjected to this in school. You're going to be subjected to it. They may not let you come to work unless you're vaccinated. All these pressures. That's why we made the consent form. That's why we are trying to educate you. And the risks far exceed the benefits of any vaccine, no matter how safe it is, because the risk of getting this thing in the first place is very small. If only 1 in 4,000 get infected, how many people could benefit from a vaccine? 1 in 4,000. That's it. That's what you want to do. That's your choice, but you better know. Get the consent form because they're going to be pushing all this pressure on you. HealthyAmerican.org, Peggy Hall's website, she'll tell you all about the mask. We'll have her back on and get all this out here so you're armed to know what to do.
Yeah,
so,
and
don't
people,
make a guinea pig of yourself.
People don't realize all the stuff that's in, the harmful stuff that's in vaccines, and that's why the government has a huge fund to pay people who have been harmed by vaccines, because they can't sue the vaccine makers. That's a law. We'll be right back with just a little bit more from our friend Bill Sardi. Please stay tuned.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those, in turn, help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216, for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
I'll let Bill Sardi give us his closing thoughts, but mine are time we stopped focusing so much on the cooties and more time on the immune system, which is begging for vitamin D, zinc, selenium, vitamin C. And along those lines, in the blog this week, I gave you a link to a group that is working to physicians is working to spread a very successful, inexpensive, widely available therapy for in the hospital that produces few side effects, in addition to two medications that reduce the inflammation. It includes IV vitamin C, and they check people for zinc, vitamin D, and vitamin B1. So I want to give one phone number, and that would be for Lifespan Nutrition, because that's where you can get this really advanced zinc lozenge, and that's lifespannutrition.com, or you can call 800-247-5731, and that's also the source of my molecular multivitamin that I just love, 800-247-5731. We've got about 2 minutes, Bill Sardi. Send us off with some marching orders.
I just want to tell everyone that a few weeks ago, I was invited to go visit a lady. Her name was Trudy. I can't tell you her full name, but someone told me that she has access to the White House, and that if I went and talked to her, I could get a letter on the desk in the Oval Office. So I chatted with her, and she said, yeah, she's a longtime friend, and she could get that to happen. So I wrote out a little letter and sent it to her, a page and a half, and it was all about zinc and how zinc is so important. Within 3 weeks, the executive of our United States government was taking hydroxychloroquine and zinc pills. So I played a role there, the president saying, I hear good things about, and that was the zinc and the hydroxychloroquine. So today you can actually have access to all this. The hydroxychloroquine is just an aid to getting the zinc in the cells. You can get it from quercetin. You'll find it in health stores, but now you can find it right in the zinc lozenge. Have it ready just like you do fire extinguishers. When you get sick, when you get a sore throat, certainly gargle with salt water when you get a sore throat. People forget some of the simple things. Have this ready, and certainly know that if you're getting shortness of breath, you're losing your sense of smell, you're having all of these symptoms of the COVID, you don't have the option today to run down to the hospital. You're going to get worse off, not better off. So that's why we're trying to teach our audience, boost your immune system, get your T cells revved up, make sure you have great vitamin D levels, protect yourself. We really don't have the option of doctoring today. So self-care is the
thanks.
Rule.
Thanks, Bill Sardi.
Sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.